Well, President Ramaphosa is under pressure to reshuffle his cabinet. What will be the benefit of such a reshuffle? Who's likely to go? Who's likely to come in? Joining us on the line, political analyst Kolani Gube from the Kubera Institute for Research and Development. Kolani, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Morning, as well as to the listeners.
Under these circumstances, how much of a difference will a reshuffle make? How impactful is a cabinet reshuffle?
Look, the first question is what the reshuffling would be aiming to achieve. That's the most important thing, you know, because we've been seeing reshuffling for the past 27 years in our country and been promised that people are being reshuffled and those who are being put on board are those who might change the lives of the people, you know, because to reshuffle is to get people who are competent, people who are or moral and ethical binding leaders. But we've seen either of those or any of those from the people who ascend into these highest positions. And on top of that, each and every after 5 years, we see a new cabinet, you know, and we just, from what they termed it, 9 wasted years. And now we're in new Cyril term, and you and I, we are the judge. Nothing has changed, but things are still the same. And so, whether you reshuffle or you don't reshuffle, I don't think that there is any difference. As long people who are being reshuffled and those who are being called upon come from the same parts of the ANC.
There is speculation the president was waiting for his deputy, David Mabuza, to return to the country after his long absence in Russia to announce the new cabinet. Does this make sense to you?
No, it makes no sense, you know, because the deputy president makes no contribution. You know, according to the constitution of the country, it's up to, it's the prerogative of the president to do that. And also what they do in the ANC, there's a deployment committee, you know, that the president of the country needs to consult. And so I don't think that really, really, Didi Mabuza can be such a very important factor in deploying and redeploying of ANC people. I think that's far-fetched. You know, look, he has been there in the country, and we've been seeing incompetency from these ministers, even himself, you know. We ask ourselves, why we still have a deputy president? What is his role? You know, we've not seen him doing anything except going now and again in parliament and mumbling, you know, not telling us what really if we want to hear South African citizens. And so I don't think that the issue of Didi Mabuza is the factor, you know. I think it's still the incompetence of our president not to reshuffle. And as I've been saying several times, you don't have a leader in this country, you know, we are leaderless, you know. And so for him to say he will be reshuffling, the question is who are supposed to be appointed, because in the ANC there's nothing at all. There's not even a single leadership that can support fill any of these vacancies. And even those who are with their own bodies are filling these vacancies, we don't think that they are deserving to be there.
Now, the target seemed to be the defense cluster. So, Yanda Dlodlo, Nosoviwe, Mapisa Ngakula, Beki Qele, and obviously Zweli Mkhize, because of the corruption allegations. Who else do you think should go? And then who should come in? There's a lot of talk about him reaching beyond the ANC and creating some sort of a unity government.
That's the thing. You know, once those discussions are starting, staying there and saying that, no, I'm raising my hand, it clearly shows that the ANC is empty or is dry when it comes to leadership, you know. Whether is it security class or whether is it health, the whole ocean is dirty, you know. The whole ocean is tainted, you know. You remove, you touch one web, in, you know, or one string in this cobweb, and then, trust me, the whole web is supposed to fall. Because if you touch Zweli, who are you going to leave behind? Are you going to leave Zizigoto? If you touch Zizigoto, are you going to leave Mbalula? If you touch Mbalula, who are you going to leave? Are you going to leave even himself, the center of this web, the president? Because, as I'm saying, all of them are tainted, you know. That's why you see Kusela has been sitting at home for the past 1 year and some 6 months now, enjoying the fruit of his proximity to the president. And now we have Zoeli, who is still sitting at home. Nothing is happening. And we've seen lots of other Bavelile Hlongwane died about 2 years back, and her position as a deputy president for minerals and energy has not been filled. And we've seen these things, you know, we've seen this incompetence in the ANC, and so I don't think that we even need to have a serious discussion about this reshuffling. The only thing that we need to be discussing as South African is what kind of political party or what kind of leadership, what kind of electoral system that really needs to give us hope, that really need to solve these social issues we're facing each and every day in our country, rather than to concentrate on one man whom we know very well that is incompetent, and he's supposed to put other people who are incompetent into this position. I think even ourselves, to a certain extent, we are lowering our thinking bar to those of fools.
How do you respond to those that say, look, he's playing the long game? He inherited a very divided party. He had to consolidate power first. Slowly but surely, the long arm of the law is catching up with those implicated in corruption, right up to a former president in the form of Jacob Zuma, and that things are slowly but surely starting to fall into place.
That is a flawed document. It's very flawed. You know, because this man has been in the NEC for ANC for the past 27 years. The man has been the president, deputy president, I don't know, since Bloemfontein, Mangaung ANC conference. And twice he has been the deputy president for Jacob Zuma. Now he's the president of the country. And so, meaning that he has been inside this institution, you know, and there is nothing new about him. He knows his comrade, he knows them well, you know. And so to sanitize him and canonize him as if he's a saint who just descended now, I mean, who just ascended now into the ANC, I think is a flawed one. You know, even himself, you know, he made one of the most blunders when he took over as the president. Remember his flip-flopping the issue of Busasa. Remember what is happening about those unsealed document. I mean, those unsealed envelopes. And so even himself, he's a man who's got a highly questionable character in the eyes of the public. And so, that's why, look, even in Mozambique, there's Pio Nyando, a commissioner, a consulate, an ambassador is there. But on the other side, remember what was happening in the Zondo Commission about his company. And so, those are the things that we ask ourselves as South African citizens, whether for you to be elected in the ANC, you must commit the highest crime, you know, so that you can be selected or be elected to this position. Because it seems as if you are an innocent person, ANC, they want you to be compromised. Possible that's their strategy, you know, they put compromised people so that they can simply control them. Because see, if you are not tainted, how can you be controlled? And so let us not put hope to Cyril Ramaphosa. Anyone who's going to go there is someone who's going to be tainted. His minister in the presidency, the lady, you know it very well in the CR statement. Ronald Lamula, you know very well in the CR statement. And also currently, you know what the Road Accident Fund is saying about his law firm. Tell me who's not tainted, and then I will give you a million rand.
Kolani Dube, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot to the listeners as well.